Well, hello, hello again. I'm glad to see you today. Welcome back. You know the drill. Go ahead and have a seat. It's gorgeous outside, isn't it? You're my last visit today, and I cannot wait to get outside and have a lovely, relaxing walk in this weather. So it has been a few weeks since your last session. Your email seemed like things have been going well, though. Yeah? Good. That's always exactly what I like to hear. Oh, no. Not everyone I see comes in and has really regular, consistently timed sessions, right? Sometimes I have clients who just occasionally, every now and then, need something. No, not me. They don't need me. They need something that I help remind them that they already have themselves. If there's anything that I can help you learn or remember while you're here, it is that nothing in this space is unique to me or this office. You and everyone else who I see has every tool in your own toolkit to recreate everything we do here, right? My goal with everyone I see is to help them rediscover their own bodies, their own desires, their own needs, and ideally, at the end of one session or multiple sessions, they realize that those desires they have, and in many cases, blockers, or maybe in some cases, the fears that they have been experiencing, that those are things that they learn how to put away. So now all those needs and all of those desires can really be taken care of. Well, if you don't have any other questions for me, I want to run back over your intake for today and make sure we're on the same page for what we're doing. Does that sound good? Okay. So, it seems like work is still pretty stressful. And maybe you have some added stressors with family. I am sorry to hear that. I know that both of those things have been really difficult for you this past year. Lots of ups and downs. I'm sorry that it doesn't seem also like either of them have a light at the end of the tunnel just yet. I am glad to hear that it seems like your sleep is getting better, though. That's great. And it also sounds like some of the sexual dysfunction you were experiencing last time is no longer worrying you. Oh, that's fabulous. Well, I am very glad to hear that it seems like our sessions are part of that help. But remember, you are just as much a part of that. You're showing up. You are open to it, so well done you. So today we will focus on some more generalized relaxation techniques, really focusing on increasing that time with yourself, maybe still look at edging that release out more and more. We don't want to completely lose that track now, do we? Does that sound good? Lovely. All right, I'm going to slip out. You get undressed, get relaxed on the table. I know you know the drill. And I'll be right back. Okay. All set? Wonderful. All right. I'm going to get my warm oil here. And this afternoon, I would actually like to start up here at your chest and shoulders. Just a gentle pressure, pushing into your skin. Moving my fingers downwards as I start to glide down your pectoral muscles. Oh, yes, you are a bit tight here. And just moving slowly down your torso, spreading my hands out across your skin. Nice big inhale for me. I don't want you holding your breath. There we go. In and out. Very nice. And I can see that you are already a bit aroused. Now, I remember last time you were a bit touch-starved, weren't you? Well, we will be sure to take care of that, won't we? And now moving across your abdomen. Oh, a little ticklish, I'm so sorry. Back up your chest, sliding down your torso, pressing my fingers and my palms deep into your muscles. Keep breathing for me, even with those little flinches and twinges and those tiny little gasps. All right, now moving farther down and getting my hands right down your thighs, spreading them fully across your skin, pressing my palms firmly into you. Your quads are very tight. You must be doing something new. Just a little additional massage. I'm just gonna squeeze and pull these quadriceps a bit, just working them out slightly. That is quite a bit of precum you are generating. Don't worry, I promise your cock will be handled as well. All good things in time, yes? All right, and back up your thighs, back across your abdomen, and now much lower, bringing my hands down to the base of your cock, with my palms flat against your abdomen and your shaft nestled right between my two thumbs. I want you to do some deep breathing with me here. We're gonna just take a little pause. In and out. In and out. One last in. And I'm wrapping my right hand around your shaft. Keep inhaling as I close my fist. There we are. So good. And exhale for me as I begin to stroke you. There we are. Oh, yes, you are touch-starved. That is a lot of sheet gripping and hip wriggling. Open those fists. I can't see your toes, but I know that they are clenched too. Relax that jaw. I am keeping my hand right here on your shaft while you relax every muscle in your body. Go ahead. And now I want you to keep relaxed, keep yourself loose and still and calm as I slide my left hand between your thighs and gently stroke your perineum with my fingertips and follow this line between your testes. Very good job staying relaxed. Keep going with those breaths. Nice and steady. Very good. These are some very full testicles. Feels like it has been quite a while since your last release. I mean, when you handle as many balls as I do, you begin to notice things like this. What makes one set feel more or less full, how aroused someone is based on how low or tight the testes are, how close they are to release based on the feel of them. I'm just gonna slide my palm around these. There we are. Nice, slow stroke downwards. Very good. You feel close to release, but not teetering on the edge. That is so good. We don't want to get you quite there just yet, but we will eventually. All right, and now both hands coming up your shaft, squeezing and twisting as I go upwards and clenching both my fists up over your very swollen head. And now my right hand is off your cock and coming back down to the base. And now my left hand is squeezing up past your head and is off your cock and back down to the base. And I'm going to do this several more times. I'm going to keep one fist over the other on your shaft and slowly squeeze and twist and move right on up your cock until I get to that shiny, big, sensitive head. And now, right hand squeezes up and off, back to the base, and left hand squeezes up and off, and back to the base. Your breathing is getting a little bit quicker now. Relax those muscles for me. I can practically feel your whole body levitating off the table with how tight your back and ass and thighs are. All right, I'm going to get a little more oil here and spread it out over your groin. And keeping one hand right here on your shaft, I'm going to move around to the other side of the table. Hello. And I'm going to turn towards your feet and place my left hand on your thigh right here on top. Just a slight bit of pressure. And my right hand is going to go back down between your legs. You can spread them just a little bit. Thank you. Back to your perineum. Just a little pressure as I slide back up and wrap my fingers around both testes. Now, what I am doing here is purposefully ignoring your shaft and cockhead. I am instead focusing all my physical touch and my intention on your very swollen and sensitive balls. And the goal here is to both get you more attuned to this touch and focused on this place, and to increase the sensitivity of your cockhead. The less we touch it, the more touch-starved it will become, a bit like you were when you came in, really, and the greater sense of release you will experience when we do finally get to that magnificent orgasm. Now, it might feel a little bit torturous, maybe at times slightly uncomfortable. You may always tell me to stop. You can always tell me if it's too much. And remember that it is not a problem if you release before our time is up, right? But I want you to focus on that relaxation and on my hands, on your testes, and to try. It'll be hard to try and ignore that throbbing cock entirely. Okay? Good. So, I'm going to keep these fingers circled around your testes and wrap my fist very loosely around them. They are so, so sensitive. And just keeping my fist loose, I'm going to make a kind of squeezing motion with my hand while I make a circle with my fist, almost like I'm scooping the air around these big swollen balls and just squeezing and releasing and squeezing and releasing and squeezing with every scoop. And each time I will squeeze a little bit harder, and each time that scoop is going to last a little longer, so I'm gradually starting to pull and tug and squeeze these very full and ready testicles away from your body. Oh yes, that is quite a reaction, isn't it? Now, I'm going to slide my left hand from the top of your thigh right here to the base of your cock and just press down on your groin, not touching your shaft at all, just very close, so close. And I'm sliding my hand down your thigh and back up your groin so that it's resting right back at the base of your shaft again. Then down and back up. Just a simple sliding motion that starts at your cock and ends with my fingers right here at your perineum. You are almost done for today. I'm so impressed with you and how well you're doing. Really? Really? Okay, I think you are ready for one last piece of body work, which I personally love doing. I don't know if you can tell, but I really love manipulating the testes. I enjoy working with my female clients tremendously, but there is something about the testicles that I just find fascinating. All right, with both hands now, I'm going to stay right here in this position and I'm going to hold your testes in both hands. One testy in each hand, really. And I'm going to place my thumbs on the top side of your sac and all the rest of my fingers below. And I'm going to slowly drag my fingers downwards as if I were pulling your testes gently apart from inside your sac. One testicle in each palm, fingers very gently pinching together through this very, very delicate skin, and just slowly pulling my hands down as I feel each testicle moving through my grip and gently coming out the other side. Well, that seemed to have quite the reaction for you. Let's do it again, shall we? All right, both hands up at the top, one testy in each palm, fingers pinched right at your seam, so gently now, just moving, stroking right down your balls as each testy slides through my grip, as I feel my fingers on either side of your skin, and there we go, little gentle pop out the other side. Oh, your cock is really, really angry at me now, isn't it? So much neglect. I think that it is ready for its reward for being so patient and having no touch and no attention. I think you and it are ready for your release, aren't you? Okay, I am going to move back so I'm facing you. Hands on both thighs as I come around the table. Hello again. Now, before I put my hands back on your shaft, I want you to focus on them here, on your thighs, moving up and down, stroking and squeezing, lightest touch from my nails. And I want you to take several big, deep breaths in for me. Your cock is electrified right now. And if I just grab it, it is going to be a bit of a shock. So I want a few more deep breaths. So good. Very good. On that next inhale, I am just going to wrap my fingers around the base, and there we are. Oh yeah, that was quite the shudder, wasn't it? How does that feel to neglect your cock while it is so hard and so needy, to instead favor another body part, another erogenous zone, and give it special attention? Does it feel good? Amazing? Does it feel like something you don't ever want to do ever again? All right, noted. Now, I am going to keep my left hand right here on your lower abdomen while my right hand starts gripping you a little tighter and twisting up your shaft, working your cock, and reminding it what it means to be touched. And I'm going to slowly get higher and higher until I am right here, right below the head of your cock. Now, I think it's time for release. And I'm not going to do a countdown today. You've been so patient and done such a fabulous job staying relaxed. What I want to do is take all of this glorious pre-cum that you have given up and work my hand right up here to the head of your cock. And I'm just going to twist and squeeze and pull until you get that orgasm. Are you ready? Okay, right here. There we are. Now, I'm just going to squeeze you as fast as I can. You've made it so wonderfully slippery for me, haven't you? Oh, you are so close. Come on, come on. Release for yourself. You have earned it. Here we are. Yes. Here we go. Oh, yes. Look at all this cum. Look at all this tension and release from your whole body as you just spasm and move across this bed. Oh, and your pleasure face is just magnificent, I have to tell you. I want to just keep stroking and squeezing you with all this cum coming out. And just milk every last drop from you. I know how swollen you are, but I also know how full and swollen those balls were. Keep going. I'm getting every last bit out of you. Come on. One, just one more little stroke and squeeze. And, there. All right, hands off. Oh, yes, look at you. You look so relaxed and so pleased. Stay right there. I am going to scoop all this up and cover you with this nice warm sheet. Shh, don't move. So good. You are already getting into that nice, relaxed breathing pattern. Wonderful. In and out. Big breath.